Yes.
Mama. Papa.
Broccoli.
Mama.
Yeah, baby.
Papa.
What do you want?
Papa.
You want what?
Papa.
Broccoli. Okay. Okay, well, just in the happy dance. Maybe just one more piece, okay? I don't really think you need anything else to eat.
Papa.
I do wish all of you could experience some of it, at least sometimes, so that you know that heaven really exists. Or I don't wish you to go to hell to know that hell really exists too. Ah, it's God's grace. If anybody could even have a near-death experience and go to heaven, or even go to hell with Lord Jesus' protection, that you can see hell, you see the suffering all around you, but you won't be affected.
American minister Reverend Valerie Carter shares her and her sister's shared out-of-body experience that took them to heaven and hell, guided by an angel and Lord Jesus, vegetarian. In 1981, 6-year-old Valerie and her 9-year-old sister Heather were having a sleepover in their Bay Area, U.S. apartment. The two girls had been disciplined for being disruptive at church that Sunday. Feeling repentant, they went to bed with heavy hearts. That night, Valerie felt a tap on her chest and saw her spirit rise from her body, observing her physical form below. She noticed Heather rising too. A bright light descended, and a massive 8-foot-tall angel accompanied them as they ascended to heaven slowly, like on an escalator. They reached heaven's gates, large inward-opening pearly gates guarded by 2 towering angels with floating fiery swords. The angel led the 2 girls down transparent golden streets to a white fountain of life where koi fish people swam, emptying into a river of life. The angel instructed them to wait for Lord Jesus. While feeding the fish people, Valerie felt overwhelming joy, peace, and safety. Lord Jesus appeared, and Valerie and Heather hugged him excitedly. They were transported to God's throne room, where Lord Jesus sat relaxed on a white throne, his right foot crossed over his left, with a rainbow of colors in the background. Angels sang El Shaddai, and Valerie, overwhelmed, wept at Lord Jesus' feet, caressing the crucifixion scar on his foot and wiping it with her hair. She sang worship songs, including one her mother wrote. Lord Jesus lifted her onto his left knee. She pressed her right ear to his chest and heard his heartbeat.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And my heartbeat and God's heartbeat begin to beat in sync. And at that moment, I understood the great love that he has for humanity and why he made the sacrifice and that he'd do it all over again if he had to. It was as if we were one.
Valerie then walked hand in hand with Lord Jesus through a lush paradise resembling Yellowstone National Park's Hayden Valley, filled with vibrant greens, purple, and pink flowers, butterflies, bees, a lion, eagle, and possibly unicorns or Pegasus-like creatures. The scene shifted as Valerie and Heather rode a majestic white horse with Lord Jesus, flying over heaven's vibrant landscapes. They then entered a room without walls, containing a large gold-leaf book of life with words written right to left in an ancient language. Valerie, despite her dyslexia and limited reading ability in first grade, recognized her name and others, celebrating its presence. Lord Jesus explained that names could be erased due to rebellion or rejection of him, demonstrating by removing one, which Valerie accepted as just. The experience darkened as they descended slowly into hell, shielded by a protective dome that hid Lord Jesus' presence. Hell was pitch black, filled with a foul smell of sulfur, decay, and unwashed bodily odors. Valerie heard the weeping and gnashing of teeth, a tormenting sound of regret and endless what-if thoughts that lacked repentance. She saw representations of Adam and Eve, symbolizing mankind's choice to reject God. She felt sadness, but no fear, secure in Lord Jesus' presence, understanding that people choose hell by rejecting Christ.
Etc.
Otherwise, if just an ordinary soul goes there, you will be sucked up into any of these hells, and depending on the gravity of the hell, you will suffer anyway, no matter how grave that hell you are in. Some hells, if you happen to go through the door of that hell, you will never, 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 ever be able to return. Oh, there are endless traps and hells in this world because humans have existed long and have created so many hells by their own desires, by their own not so good deeds, by their own disbelief in God and denying of God, denying of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, for example, denying of the Buddhas who could help them and elevate their status of spiritual standards, spiritual level. Now you see why many beings on different planets were trying hard to help us, because they have evolved by God's grace to a higher level of consciousness, so they know the suffering that we're going through. They have been there, more or less. So now they see we are the only part of this big spiritual plan that's still stagnant in a lower level of consciousness. So they're trying hard to help us. And God is so merciful, sending teachers, masters, enlightened saints and sages to help us in every different way possible. But the human race is so heavily laden with karmas and bad poisons since time immemorial, so it's very difficult for them to understand that the masters only want to help them and love them unconditionally, that this is the last chance for them to take their first steps on the road of the homeward bound journey, that they can take their first steps ever in the way of freedom to go to their true home, to enjoy bliss and happiness, instead of choosing to just lag behind for many, many eons to come. And even then, if they could ever meet a truly great enlightened master to lift them up and bring them back to their real home, where they can have forever peace, happiness, bliss, enjoyment, be carefree, be forever happy, happy in the arms of God, in the grace of God, that you never feel anything better than that. You never want to come back to this lonely, heavy physical domain again. You don't even think about it. You just enjoy the new world, which is on the way home. We can kneel on our knees forever, prostrating to God, our parent, our only parent, our Mapa, to give thanks forever, 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 because this is the most incredible gift that you could have in your existence. We can never thank God enough. We can never repay God enough. We can never praise God enough. We can never love God enough. It's only God that loves us, and we just enjoy. That is what heavenly life is based upon. Okay, to live by God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, God's wisdom. There is nothing else we can compare it to and we can talk about. Even the best fairy tales that you have read, nothing. It's like a speck of dirt compared to what you will know if you know God. Well, I wish you all reach that goal now in your physical life before it's too late, that you could know God, love God, praise God, trust in God. Then you will know life here is just a split second compared to what you will enjoy eternally in the higher kingdom. I thank God myself personally every day, every time I can remember. During my meal, during my sleep, during my meditation, during my work, anything, every second of the day. By the way, I don't really sleep. And by the way, the animal people, the reason why they can tell me this and that prediction or news or comfort is because they can always receive it from God, because the doors are always open for God. They just have to live out their life the way they are designated to leave them out. But they are so pure, so simple, that God can always enter in their being, no matter how small, how big they are, and give them any news, anything that they could know. While the rest, for example, the human race, cannot know. No, God gives all the same, loves all the same, but humans are the most difficult to be connected with God. Not that God doesn't want it. It's just the humans don't want it. The humans are so burdened with work, with worry about meals, clothes, the walls that they live in, the roof on their head, and many other new and newer developments of technological advancement. Technological advancement is so good, so good. It makes a human's life more comfortable, more convenient. But it has a side effect. It makes the humans, all which are beings are connected with it, blind and deaf to their real spiritual power and their real home. All right. I think I have said enough for today. If any more developments on peace or spiritual issues, I will gladly inform you, whatever I'm allowed to inform. But it's much better now, I have to say, that I could speak out straight and say almost everything that God has bestowed upon me or let me know or allowed me to inform the world. I'm glad in some way that I could be more open about my spiritual related matters. I thank God all the time, immensely. I hope you thank God also. Even if you don't see God or you don't feel His love. The Bible says that blessed are those who do not see but believe and accept you become a child again. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. Be a child in your thinking, in your actions, in whatever you wish to do, meaning completely pure, innocent, and trusting in God. Then you will be connected with God, whether you know it or not. But you will know by all the blessings every day, by the miracles that happen to you, by the protection that you have any time you're in trouble. You must trust 1,000% in God's love. Please make it your goal. Hey, anything else is just temporary anyway. And by the way, I repeat again, don't worry about me. Anything I experience, I have to, for your sake. And it will pass. Everything will pass anyway. I love you so much. God allows me so much love so I can share it with you. Please remember God, love God, praise God, and treat others the way you want to be treated. That's all. That's all. It's very simple to have a peaceful life in this physical domain. Anything more, you have to try to find a great enlightened master to show you, to help you, to share their merit, to uplift you further, further, further down the road, homeward. I love you so much. We thank God immensely forever. Thank you, my Lord.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.